All right, what's up, guys? What's going on? How's everybody? Good? All right, lots to talk about, a lot to discuss. You know, we have a lot of midterms coming up, y'all. Herschel Walker. I'm rolling with Herschel Walker for Georgia. Guys, he needs to get back in there. Come on, let's do it. Let's vote him back in Georgia. And you know, my girl Carrie Lake, I'm behind her for Arizona. So definitely check her out. She has the experience. She's willing to debate. How many people have you seen in front of the camera willing to discuss anything? Any question, she'll answer it. Any news agency, she'll go. Meanwhile, her opponent, Katie Hobbs, is running from reporters. Literally, there's undercover footage of her running. Then they finally had some makeshift, make-believe interview with her, and she still couldn't answer the questions. And I'm pretty sure those questions were hand-fed to her, and she still could not get the shit done. And I apologize in advance, guys. I do. I'm a little frustrated recently. Recently, I'm a little frustrated. The puppies can keep me awake every 2 hours. I'm trying to help take him out, you know, with my wife. And that's a little frustrating. Plus, I got the new job coming. Thank you. I'm looking forward to that. I'm doing the paperwork for that. You'd be surprised. I haven't had a new job in a while. There's a lot of paperwork that goes, you know, with that. But what's really frustrating is, and maybe you guys can, you know, maybe you've experienced this. Maybe you can agree with me. How many freaking times, and I'm trying not to curse, but fuck it. How many fucking times do people have to jump in my conversation? You know what I mean? If I'm having the conversations, A and B conversation, see your ass out the fucking shit. Why are you here? Why are you here? If I'm talking about one topic, and we're talking about online, right? I'm online, we're in a thread, we're in a conversation, going back and forth. Why are you coming out left field, bringing some other shit? This shit has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but you just want to throw fuel on the fire and start some shit. And those people, I want to say, fuck you. Big fuck you to those people, those fire starters. Because you guys do nothing but bring toxic motherfucking energy to a conversation that should have ended within 15 minutes. Almost as if you did it on purpose. And I believe that you did do it on purpose because you want to keep the fucking momentum. Maybe you have a boring life. Maybe you have nothing else to do but start shit and you thought it was amusing. Well, I don't think so. I think that's really fucked up, in my opinion. And, yeah, if I ever see you in the streets, I'll punch you in the face. Hard. But, anyway, I digress. What were we talking about again? Oh, yeah. People will jump in the conversation. I hate that shit. That shit really fucking annoys me. And, yeah, will you get blocked? No, I'm not going to block you. I'm not going to block shit. Go ahead and say what you want to say. I will debate you. And usually, like what happened today, you end up blocking me. Because if I'm going to take the effort to defend myself, then that means I have a leg to stand on. If I don't have a leg to stand on, I ain't going to say shit. Because why would I say something if I had nothing to back it up? I don't do that shit. Only losers do that shit. And you know you are. You fucking backed out, you blocked, and you left because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You jumped in the conversation where you did not belong. So it is what it is. But with that being said, sorry, going through a lot. Let's talk about today's episode. Today's episode is about the story. We're bringing you over to Oklahoma. Shout out to Oklahoma. I have never visited. Wanted to go. Always heard good things. But yeah, never been. You know, I always wanted to like travel the country and like, you know, go state to state, do the typical thing, you know, rent an RV and you drive the state to state. I know it sounds corny, whatever. I thought it would be pretty cool. And like keep track on the map, like, oh, we went here on this date and we went here and take photos of all the, you know, the parks and this and that. I don't know. The country's fantastic. Why wouldn't I want to do that? But maybe in the future when gas prices settle down a little bit, when the correct president is in office, then I'll be able to do that. Plus, when I get the new job, when I actually start, which won't happen until mid-November. Anyway, today's episode. It's kind of gory, and I'm kind of excited to talk about it because no one's really talking about it, and that means it's for me. So the bodies of Mark, 32 years old, and Billy Chastain, 30 years old, Mike Sparks, 32, and Alex Stevens, 29, were recently found. But in an unusual manner, horrible manner, absolutely horrible, they were discovered in the Deep Fork River in East Oklahoma 5 days later, after they were reported missing. What's going on here? Let's look into this story. Well, turns out it's believed the men who were close friends were last seen leaving a house in Okmulgee on bicycles on October 9th before they vanished. Their official cause of death is still pending. But police say all four had gunshot wounds and their bodies had been dismembered. In an exclusive interview with DailyMail.com, Alex Stevens' mother, Teresa Stevens, said, quote, "My son and his friends were first shot multiple times, chopped up in half at their waist, and then thrown into the Deep Fork River to rot away." Chopped at the waist, y'all. Trying to compose herself, Stevens added that police had told her the murderer had also chopped off one of their arms. What the is going on? The grieving mother is having trouble coping with the horrific news, obviously, saying she not only had to learn her son had been murdered, but then having to hear that his body was cut in two had just been too much for her to handle. I mean, for anyone to handle. It's something you read about on the news, about what they did to my son and his friends, she said. Quote, "To chop a body is in half is what the drug cartels do to the dead." It's true. Whoever did this clearly wanted to send a message. Were they dealing drugs? Who knows? Were they selling? Stevens, who works at the same local healthcare facility where Alex was a dietary aide, said she last saw him on Sunday, October 9th, when he was going to visit friends. She reported her son missing around midnight the next day, of course, after he failed to show up for work. She continues on and says, "My son never missed his work shift, and he had to work at 11 p.m. that Sunday. He doesn't own a car, so I take him to work, or he rides his bike. When he didn't show up for me to take him to work on Sunday evening, I became worried. Well, a few hours later, I went to the Okmulgee Police Department and reported him missing." Stevens said that Alex did not have his cell phone on him because he had ran out of minutes, but had his backpack and his wallet. So the grieving mother is still having trouble coping with the horrific news. Keep in mind, how could you get over something like this? It's not something that you're going to get over. Your kid was cut in half, and his arm may be missing at this point. We're not really sure. What does that mean? Did you steal something? Were you selling on the side? Were you cutting the product? If it is drug cartel related, I mean, I hope he was dead first. I'm sorry to say it. I just hope he was dead before they started cutting. I'm assuming you would this is some like Dexter shit right here, man. Ever watch the show Dexter? Fantastic show. If you have Showtime, the Showtime app, check out Dexter. It holds up. You gotta like get through the first season. First season's kind of slow, but I'm telling y'all, Dexter is fire. Great show. I think there's a lot of Dexters out there. I think this is the first of many. And it makes you wonder, if it's a drug cartel, is it the ones that we know about in the South? I don't want to mention their names. I don't want any problems. Just started a new job. Please, let me just get my first paycheck in, and I'll stop. You know what? Let me just not even talk about it. Let me not even mention the cartels. I'm not going to mention them. I'm not going to do it. It's not worth the risk. But, man, could you imagine getting that phone call? Hey, listen, we think we have your son. Does he have corduroy pants on? Oh, he does. Okay. Well, we only have that part. Where's the other half? Well, you better come down here. Oof. Anyway, Okmulgee is a small town, 40 miles south of Tulsa, with a population of only 11,000. It's a bedroom community of its northern neighbor. The town is run down. There are a few national box stores and restaurants in town, but not much else. I like these kind of towns. I like small towns like this. Okmulgee has a Coca-Cola bottling plant and prides itself on being the capital of Namuscogee Creek Nation, a Native American tribe since 1868. Maybe that's something to do with it. I don't know. According to neighborhoods, Okmulgee has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all communities of all sizes. All right, I don't like this town. With a crime rate of 51 per 1,000 residents. Damn! There is a 1 in 20 chance of becoming a victim of either a violent crime or property crime. What are y'all doing? Go drink some coke. More than 96% of the communities in the whole state have a lower crime rate than Okmulgee. All right, on my road trip, I'm not stopping here. The greater Okmulgee area has an average of about 2 murders per year for the past several years. While so far, there have been no arrests in the quadruple homicide, Okmulgee Police Chief Joe Prentice has named local scrapyard owner Joe Kennedy, 67, as a person of interest. This is like Making of a Murderer on Netflix. Great show. Chief Prentice told DailyMail.com, right now Joe Kennedy is a person of interest. We want to talk to him about the 4 men who were murdered. Okay. Kennedy is currently sitting in a Volusia County Jail in Florida after being arrested by Dayton Beach Shores Police on October 16th for motor vehicle theft. Prentice said, from what we've put together so far, is that the 4 men left Billy's house on 6th Street on their bikes around 5:30 p.m. on October 9th and went to an area near Salvage Yard on 20th Street about 1 mile away. Joe Kennedy is the owner of the Salvage Yard. Very similar to Making of a Murder. He said one of the men's cell phones pinged its location several times around the 20th Street Salvation Yard. The phone pinged at the location until approximately 7:55. Then the phone pinged another location about 6 miles away at another Salvage Yard. That is owned by Kennedy a little after 8 p.m. that same night. The phone pinged for several minutes, then went silent. So either the phone died, battery died, or it was turned off, or the phone was destroyed. Prentice said from the GPS location ping near the 20th Street Salvage Yard, police later discovered evidence of a violent crime, but he did not provide further details. No evidence of a crime was found at the other Salvage Yard location, interestingly enough. He said police learned from a tipster that the 4 men were going to hit a lick, which means rob something or someone, on October 9th. But authorities are not sure if the Salvage Yard was an intended target. Who robs on a motor, on a bicycle? A Salvage Yard? What are you going to carry? Anyway, while Prentice says Joe Kennedy is as of now only a person of interest, he says they haven't ruled anything else out. As of now, I can only say at least one person was involved in the murder of these 4 men, he said. One person killed 4 men and cut their ass in half? How the fuck? After we conduct our investigation, we could find out there may be accomplices. We will go where the evidence takes us. Okay, all right. Prentice said they are yet to speak with Kennedy at the Florida jail where he is being held. We are working on that and working on bringing him back here to Okmulgee. It could take weeks or months to extradite him. The time frame is going to depend on Joe Kennedy. Well, I don't know why you just can't go down there and just interrogate him there. I don't know. Maybe it's a jurisdiction thing. We have been working nonstop since October 10th. We are still gathering evidence. Quote, when we are finished and have enough to charge someone with this horrible crime, we'll submit it to the district attorney for charges. I don't know, man. This kind of seems kind of suspicious. He declined to discuss the specifics about the dismemberment of the victims, other than to say it was, quote, horrific. The world gets more violent. The lengths people are willing to go gets worse as times go by, he added. Meanwhile, Alex's mother, oh, man, don't bring this up, remains in disbelief, again, over the quadruple murders and can't believe her son is gone. Yeah, dude, that's rough. Even if they were up there at the Salvage Yard, up to no good, or even if drugs were involved, no one deserved to die. I agree. As far as she knew, her son didn't personally know Joe Kennedy. But Steven said she's also not surprised that he's been named a person of interest. Why? Why is he? What did he? While I don't personally know him, I've heard about him around the town. And from what I've heard, he's a person of, questionable character. Hell, I'm a person of questionable character. Oh, never mind. Let me not say nothing. She also said she believes there had to be more than one perpetrator because of the barbarity of the crime. Agreed. It's hard to cut people in half, I'm assuming. Four of them. For one person to kill, exactly, four grown men, chop their bodies up, and dump them in a river, I just can't see one person doing all of that. Whoever did this had to have help. This woman is not too dumb. She knows what she's talking about. The medical examiner in Tulsa still has her son's remains. She said they're still conducting an autopsy, but she plans to have him cremated when they turn over his remains. Yeah, I'm assuming. I mean, I don't even know what you would do in that situation, right? Let's say you want to have a formal burial. And again, I'm not making a joke. I'm clearly just me and you talking. Me and you are talking right now, right? And no one else is listening, just me and you. And, you know, she wants to have a formal burial. Obviously, only paying for one casket. There's two body parts. It is what it is, right? But she's insisting on an open casket, okay? Do you tell the mortician or whatever to put the body, like, the halves, like, together? Or, like, do you just, like, you put the pants on, the belt, and then the shirt, and, like, you kind of, like, you just, like you just, like, put them, like, up against each other, and it's, like this. I'm not trying to make a joke. Like, I honestly, I don't know. Like, I want to be cremated, so I don't even look into this. I just, like, just throw me in the fire. I've been saying this for a while. It could be a garbage fire, a barrel fire. It could just be a fire in this Kia. Kia might catch on fire with all these lights on here, all these check engine lights. It might happen. But, you know, but yeah, what do you do? You know, what do you, I feel like you're kind of forced to do it that way. I'm just saying, man. That sucks. And you know, if you do have the open casket, because I'm telling you right now, if that was my friend and he had his body cut in half and there was an open casket, I'm checking, man. Whatever. I'm sliding my hand to see if it's connected or not. Don't, you know, no homo. I'm just, my mind, I have a curious mind. I'm a curious person by nature. And, I'll check first and then ask. You know, you put your hand to see if you hear like a squish. Or it just like goes, like it just goes right between the waist and like the, I guess the thigh. I don't know. And it had to have been, like, in my mind, you cutting up four people and some of their arms, that must have been done in like a factory, right? Like maybe a salvage yard. They have a lot of equipment there. And then the body's parts are brought to the woods. Because you ain't cutting up the body parts at the woods, right? You do that by hand. That's going to take a long-ass time. I don't care how sharp that saw is. That's going to take a long time, son. So you probably had to, unless you bought a generator, but that's going to bring a lot of noise and attention. So I'm assuming you killed this person in close quarters. Like I said, possibly the salvage yard. I don't want to put no accusations out there, but we're going to go with this. You know, if that could explain why my man stole the car and head to Florida. He's like, yo, I'm out. I wasn't even in the town. I was in Florida. You know, man, pull the tape. You got to stop for gas at some point. We're gonna see the tape where you, what time you left. They're going to figure this out, man. They're going to figure this out. And this guy supposedly, like the mom says, a shady character. I don't know. So let's think about what could have happened, right? Four of them, they jump on their bikes like they're kids, but they're really late 20s, early 30s. Kind of weird, whatever. And they say to ourselves, you know, the salvage yard is going to have the answers to our problems. That's our solution. We're on bicycles, and we're going to put all the shit that we could steal in our baskets, and we're going to ride our ass back home. And maybe, you know, they didn't count on the person who runs a salvage yard or the person who, whatever the place they're stealing, again, we're going with the salvage yard, they didn't count on the person at the salvage yard having a vehicle. And as they're pedaling away, like Stranger Things kids, here comes the person with the car. Like, what are you doing? Why are you riding away with my generator? You got like an alternator. Looks like you got a car battery. You got all this stuff in your basket. What's going on? You got a lot of explaining to do. Old man, young man. Is that young man? Are you considered a 30-year-old a young man? I don't know. On a bike? I don't know. Or it's a drug deal. Maybe it's a drug deal. Maybe they were like, you know, maybe the salvage yard guy runs the drug operation in this city. Right? And he's like, yo, your shit is short. You know, for some reason, everyone's take here is short. It's supposed to be 100,000. You only brought 50,000. It's short by exactly half. Well, we have to make, you know, an example. Your shit was short by half. We gonna cut your ass in half. I mean, so motherfuckers will know, don't fuck with us and our money and our drugs. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's gonna be a tough one to prove. But I mean, well, not really, because how, I mean, luckily they're on bikes, right? So I mean, how far could they have gone on bikes, right? We have the ping cell phone. They could really triangulate this shit and figure this out. The problem is even though it took, let's say it took place at the salvage yard, that doesn't necessarily mean the dude, Kenny, whatever his name is, did it. It could just be like somebody was there and used the salvage yard to commit these crimes. And Kenny was like, yeah, I was living my best life stealing cars and going to Florida. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe. Maybe that was his cover. Maybe he purposely got caught in Florida so he could be like, yo, I was arrested. It couldn't have been me, y'all. I was in jail. Remember I stole the car, I got DUI, whatever the hell it was? That was me. I couldn't have cut nobody in half. Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. Definitely gonna look into this. I'm definitely gonna follow up with this story. Look into it. Guys, let me know. Comment below if you ever heard of the story, something crazy like this. If you know anybody personally who's been cut in half and had their body buried, let me know if it's attached or not attached. Let me know. I mean, I'm assuming if you do have it cremated, you put it all in one urn. I'm assuming. Right? I'm just saying. I'm assuming. I don't know. But it is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. Comment below again. Website, cjbronsonshow.com. My Twitter tag is at cjbronsonshow. Same with TikTok. Same with Rumble. Same with YouTube. I kept it all the same. You know why? Because it's easy. It's simple to remember. The only thing that's different is cjbronsonstore.com, so you can get your merch, son. Get your clothes on. Be ready for the fall. Fall weather is here. You know what you should do? You should buy some merch right now so you get it in time for midterms. So when you show up at the polls, nobody's going to question who the hell you're voting for. They're going to see the American flag, or they're going to see the vet stuff, or they're going to see the Trump stuff, and they're going to know that you're a patriot, that you love this country, and that you're going to vote red, baby. We're talking Herschel Walker. We're talking Carrie Lake. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about all that. No, we're not talking about... You know who we're not talking about? We ain't talking about Beto. Fuck that motherfucker. Sorry. And fuck Fetterman, too. That... Dude, how you look creepier and creepier as Halloween approaches? How is that possible? It's like your body is morphing to fit the Halloween spirit further. It's like the evil that's within you has now come out and it shows its true form. Sorry. A little bit of tangent, a little bit of rant. But guys, it's been a while, so I got a lot in here. Anyway, have a good night, guys. Love y'all. Be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Motherfuckers are cutting motherfuckers in half around here, son. All right. Peace. Love y'all. Bye-bye.